discount today. Our features an old friend. He's not that old, but... It's a postcard from Assembled Coastal Gardens, ahead of the Driftwood fundraising group presenting the fourth annual Macmillan Coastal Garden Trail, which is happening this weekend. And Jeff Stonebanks, who is the East and Mid Sussex publicity and assistant county organiser, there you go, I remembered all of that.
You did well there.
Didn't do too badly with that. Joins us now to tell us a little bit about this. So this is the fourth one, and have you been behind all of them, Jeff?
Yeah, I conceived it and organised it for the last 4 years, and then I've managed to, 3 years ago, persuaded TV gardener Christine Walkden to be our patron. So the highlight this year is going to be Christine will actually be here to open the trail in Driftwood on Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, we've raised to date, over the 4 years, £23,700 for the new cancer centre in Brighton, the Horizon, Macmillan Horizon Centre, which is due to open next year. I mean, weather permitting, and it's not looking that brilliant for Sunday, we hope to raise £10,000 over the weekend, so we need lots of people to turn up.
You do? That would be great, wouldn't it? £10,000 in one weekend.
It would be fabulous. We've got 26 private gardens that are open across the weekend, and what we've done is we've broken it into five smaller trails. So we've got a city trail in Brighton with five, seven gardens in Peacehaven and Telscombe, four in Seaford, and then we've got some gorgeous houses in the villages of Rodmill and Swanborough, six of them. And then to finish off, we've got four in East Dean, Friston and Eastbourne.
And are these tried and tested? Are they new ones coming in all the time? Have you added to the numbers?
Well, there's probably about 50% of the ones that we've got this year were open last year, but all six that we've got in Rodmill and Swanborough and the three we've got in Friston and East Dean are all brand new gardens. So people who have done the trail before, there are certainly nine new gardens there. Peacehaven and Telscombe, four of them are new as well. So there's a lot of new gardens for people to come along and have a look at. So, yeah, it'd be good.
Excellent. And on Sunday afternoon, you have the head gardener from Digit offering gardening advice.
We do. Jean Griffin will be here again offering advice. She was here for an NGS opening a few weeks ago and got inundated with people. So that will be good. But, I mean, if people want to come along and see the gardens, they can either enter the gardens in one of two ways. They can either pay £2 just to see any garden they want along the way.
Yeah.
Or they can buy a £7 day ticket in the first garden they visit, and that will entitle them to see as many gardens as they possibly can on the day, Saturday or Sunday. If people do want to come along and see Christine, though, on Saturday, that'll be in my garden at Driftwood at 11 o'clock. Because we're limited with parking here, we've been very lucky. We've managed to persuade the CTLA, who are a local community bus organisation, they're going to actually be providing free bus transport from the seafront to my garden between 10:30 and 1:30 to just try and help people avoid parking issues. So people should make use of that if they can.
Very good. Well, Jean's going to have a busy day because she's on the radio in the morning, doing questions and queries. And then she gets into her Ferrari and drives down to Seaford.
She does indeed.
And she'll be with you. Well, what a wonderful thing to be involved in, Jeff. Yeah. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you very much indeed. But as I say, if people want more information, they can check it out on the website, which is www.macmillangardentrail.co.uk. That's www.macmillangardentrail.co.uk. Or they can call my number for information, which is 01323 899 296. That's 01323 899 296.
Very good. And will Albert be there?
He will, yes. Did you see that photo I sent of him recently?
Yes.
It's so gorgeous. And what's more important, there's a friend who saw that on Facebook has actually painted it as a watercolour as well, and we're just having it framed. And she'd managed to capture the essence of him perfectly.
Lovely. So, well, for people who don't know, Albert's the dog, and he's a reason for going alone, never mind gardens. All right, Jeff, take care.
Thanks,
Thank you, mate.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.